Tiger Woods' $40 million endorsement deal with Nike and others this spring was just the latest battle in the hotly contested sneaker wars. Reebok, Nike, Adidas, and others are going through hoops to lure big-name athletes to sell their products. Karen Carner reports that if the shoe fits, they're going to try to get you to wear it.
Here's Jordan. Yes!
Nike has Michael Jordan, Inc. Reebok has Allen Iverson. And Fila has Grant Hill. Taken together, these mega million-dollar endorsement deals are worth more than some NBA franchises. But the sneaker companies that are ponying up these big bucks say everybody else is doing it, so they have no choice.
It's increasingly becoming more and more by pick your shot and cross your fingers and hope you get lucky, because you're relegated to the tier two players. And so if you want the Michael Jordans, the Grant Hills, the Allen Iversons, the Shaquille O'Neals, that's going to cost you multiple millions of dollars.
And these companies have multiple millions to spend. This year alone, Nike is expected to spend close to $1 billion, Reebok $411 million, and Fila $125 million on global marketing. They're willing to shell out big bucks in order to help jumpstart sales, which have dribbled down to a growth rate of only 4% a year in the $7.5 billion sneaker industry. But do these multi-million dollar endorsement deals pay off for the sneaker companies or for their investors? Sometimes. Successful athletes can score big for the products they endorse. Michael Jordan's Air Jordan sneakers are such big sellers, if the line were its own company, it would be ranked third behind Nike and Reebok. And Fila's first endorsement deal with Detroit Pistons' Grant Hill was a slam dunk for that company.
In Grant Hill's case, he had an incredible effect on our stock price. Which began trading at roughly $14 when we first signed him and got as high as $105 3 years later. So there are a number of ways that you can measure the effectiveness of an investment in an athlete.
But they're not all winners. Since the first Hill deal, two other heavily marketed Fila endorsers, NBA players Jerry Stackhouse and Chris Webber, have been a disappointment both on the court and on store shelves. Fila stock is back down to about $30 a share. So now Fila is once again full court behind Grant Hill, counting on him to help the company rebound.
The endorsement deals are real important. I think it's important to Fila that they become associated exclusively with Grant Hill. And they can say, you know, he's our Michael Jordan, and he's going to carry us to Jordan-type heights.
Even controversial athletes can drive sales for the sneaker makers. Despite the fact that 76ers star Allen Iverson was recently sentenced to 3 years probation for a misdemeanor gun charge, experts say that publicity could be a boon for his second Reebok signature shoe. After all, Iverson's first shoe sold five times more than the industry average. But not everybody is looking to score big with just one star. Adidas is deploying an army of lower-priced endorsers. The German shoemaker has signed NBA teenagers Kobe Bryant and Tracy McGrady for $2 million a year each, betting that one of them will turn out to be a superstar on the court and a gold mine off the court.
When you're a sneaker company, you better sell some basketball sneakers, and you got to find every way you can do it. And athletes have proven to be a good way for companies to drive sales. So it's critical to their futures. The competition for these players is intense.
The competition and biggest bucks may be in basketball right now, but the sneaker companies have signed big deals in dozens of other sports, and they now have their sights on the most popular sport in the world, soccer.